there's nothing more uncomfortable than having to terminate somebody. Worse yet, if keeping somebody on staff who's costing you time, money, problems, and creating a nightmare inside your organization. Having to let someone go sucks. It's a conversation none of us want to have. But the advice I'm going to give you today is going to make all of that much easier. Welcome to this edition of Build Your Tribe. My name is Shalene Johnson. I am the co-host of this podcast, along with my son, Brock Johnson. And today we're going to talk about something that I've had to do a lot of over the course of my, 25 years as a boss. Been in business for more than 35 years, but employees, I think the very first time I had to let somebody go was about 20 years ago. It's not comfortable. It's awkward. It can also land you in a lot of legal trouble. So in this brief episode, I'm going to share with you, like, beyond the practical tips, beyond the things that you're going to read if you just do a quick Google search, and share with you my personal opinion as well as some personal experiences that I think should make this a little easier for you. All right, let's get to it. I don't know if he's the originator of this quote, but I do remember hearing it first from Brian Tracy, and that is to hire slow and fire fast. And while I wish that that were true, I personally have found that we've always had to let go of somebody and ended up letting go of them long after we should have. And I don't know if there's a way to fire somebody fast. The only time that we ever did fire somebody fast, we got sued. It was completely frivolous. This person claimed that we were being ageist against them, and they sued us for age discrimination. Lovely. Now, they knew they weren't going to win, but they also knew that it was a really easy way to get us to settle the case. And you just don't want to be in that kind of situation. So here's some advice that I want to share with you. Things that have made it much easier, because it's awkward. Like having to let somebody go, and for some reason, it always happens like just before their birthday, or then you realize like, oh my gosh, their wife's about to give birth, or we're coming up on the holiday season. Like in your head, you have all of these very humanistic reasons why you don't want to let this person go. Like maybe you know too much about their personal life, but at the end of the day, it's business. It's also one of the reasons why, in my estimation, you just don't ever want to cross that line where now your friendship has become more important than the work that they do for you. You're in business and it has to be personal in order for people to want to work hard for you. But by the same token, it's business. And if it becomes too personal, then you end up keeping people on where you're doing them a disservice. You're doing all the other people who work for you a great disservice. And in the long run, it ends up costing everybody. So the first thing I want to say is you've got to document it. Everything needs to go in writing. I know that we're all very comfortable with Slack and texting and WhatsApp and Asana messages, but when you know this person is not meeting expectations, number one, I like to start by sending an email, putting in writing a reminder of the expectations and responsibilities for their role. And then just letting them know, like, you know, just I want to make sure to reiterate these are the expectations. If there's any problems or any areas where you see concern, please let me know. This is sometimes something I will do even before I give them their first warning. In my mind, it's like, oh, I feel like a warning's coming. And before I give them that warning, I want to reiterate expectations.
This edition of Build Your Tribe was brought to you by InstaClub Hub. What is it? It is a membership. That means you log in and all of your lessons are there, but everything pertains only to Instagram. Full disclosure, we don't teach business funnels. We don't teach sales conversions. We don't teach email marketing. That is Marketing and Batch Academy. But if you're like, my social media is at the root cause of why my business isn't growing, and I know I need to master Instagram, well, you should check it out because we are giving people amazing results, like insane results, because we really have a great time studying this stuff. So check it out. Go to InstaClubHub.com right now. And we keep you up to date and current. You will grow your Instagram. I promise you that.
I want to reiterate expectations. I also try to approach every single person, with rare exception, from the standpoint of like, you know what? Maybe they're going through something right now. And I want to give them the benefit of the doubt. We're not robots. People go through things. There might be something happening in their personal life that you're just not even aware of. So when it's someone who's normally phenomenal, they're a fantastic asset to your team, but for whatever reason, things just aren't going the way they normally do, like this person is missing deadlines, they're just not performing the way they normally do. In that situation, like 9 times out of 10, that's not somebody I need to fire. That's someone I need to have a conversation with. That's somebody who I might need to know what's going on in their personal life if they're comfortable sharing that with me, so I can have somebody else step in and help them out for a little while, because that person is too valuable for me to lose them just because they're a human and they're going through something. So first, I would just have a conversation with them if they're missing the mark. Let them know what the expectations are. And if you've got a good relationship with them, they probably will come to you before you even come to them. And that employee, the person who, your staff member who's very conscientious, they hate it when they know they're not giving you their best, which is very different from the person who's trying to get away with the least. In that situation where you know you've hired someone who just doesn't have the right mentality for the culture of your business, or they think of their job as a job as opposed to an important role or a key member of your team. So they're just mailing it in. And they've got this mentality where they want to do less and less and less. Like, they know they're getting paid full-time, but they're not doing full-time work. And they're just waiting for somebody to bust them, call them out on it, figure things out before they step up and take full responsibility. That's someone who's treating their role as a job. And I think that's a disservice, because there's somebody who would love to do their role, who would live for that position. It would be exciting for them. It would be a challenge. It would be an honor to work with you. So never feel like, well, this is just a low level or a low paying position. There's somebody out there who's dying for that role. You don't want to have somebody in a role who's just complacent, resentful, uninspired. And the way you handle that is by first documenting it. So again, sharing with them their expectations.
Building a following is great, but ultimately we need a way to transition those followers into dollars. We need a way to actually turn those views into customers and into money in our pocket, or else we don't have a business, we just have a social media. And that's where Shopify comes in. Shopify is the commerce platform that's revolutionizing millions of businesses worldwide. Whether you're selling things like our push journals or you're a mega business like Gymshark, Shopify simplifies selling online and in person so you can focus on successfully growing your business. And that's one of my favorite parts about Shopify, is that it's not just an online e-commerce platform. It works both in person and online, and it allows you to even sell across the different social media marketplaces like TikTok and Facebook and Instagram. Shopify is very easy to use, and thanks to 24/7 help and an extensive business course library, Shopify is there to support your success every step of the way. Whether you have a small business or a large corporation, Shopify is there to empower you with the confidence and control to revolutionize your business and take it to the next level. Now it's your time to get serious about selling and try Shopify today. And you can do so by signing up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tribe. Again, all lowercase T-R-I-B-E. Go to shopify.com/tribe to take your business to the next level. Again, shopify.com/tribe, and the link will be down in the description below.
Again, sharing with them their expectations. Then your next step is to have a meeting and reiterate. I always start with, like, here's all the positive. And then rather than saying, like, here's all the ways that you're missing the mark, I will have them evaluate themselves. I'll say, all right, so let's take a look at the responsibilities that are, you know, part of those expectations that I love for you. And you just share with me your thoughts on how well you're doing in each of these areas. And I would say, again, like 90% of the time when I've done that with someone, it's usually emotional. Like, they know. And a lot of times they feel bad about it. And I'd say 50% of the time, 50% of the situations where I've done that, the person has said, I don't know if this role is right for me. I'm in over my head, or I've taken interest in something else, or I've lost interest and I should probably turn in my resignation. Let's just say, from a legal standpoint, you are in a much better position if somebody just mutually agrees that it's not the right role. It's easier for you. It's easier for them emotionally. Like, nobody wants to be fired. Nobody wants to be terminated. Nobody wants that mark on their record. And you don't want to have to do that to someone. Most of us are self-aware enough that if given the right opportunity to evaluate our strengths and weaknesses and our job performance, we're going to do so honestly, and we're going to recognize that we're missing the mark and gracefully step down. I've found that to be true most of the time. Hey, it's me interrupting me, and I just want to remind those of you who are listening to this on your favorite podcasting app, Brock and I have actually released all of these latest episodes on YouTube. So if you want to see what we look like, where we're filming, sometimes we're filming together, head on over to YouTube and make sure you subscribe to Brock11Johnson on YouTube. That's where we post all of our Build Your Tribe podcasts. But just to make it simple, we put a link right at the top of the show notes. And as always, we want you to listen and consume this content wherever it is most convenient for you. I just want to give you all the options. All right, back to the show. I found that to be true most of the time. Now, let me tell you some things that I found don't work. And that is going to the person and confronting them with all the ways that they've missed the mark. Now, sometimes you have to do this. But if you're doing this with someone who is not very self-aware, they will become defensive. Even though you're the boss, they will tell you all the reasons why you're the reason for their low performance. And it's awkward. And in that case, you just have to stick with the facts. So my next tip for you is to be overly prepared. That means you, even if you haven't sent them a formal write-up or an evaluation, the moment this person starts slipping, you need to document it without any embellishment, like just the facts. On such and such date, this project was due and it was late by this many days. And you just list it day by day, week by week, event by event, with just the facts. And again, it just boils down to having a meeting with them. And I will lay that out for them and say, okay, so I want you to take a look at this. And what would you do if you were in my shoes? 100% of the time, when I've approached it from that standpoint, like letting the other person tell me what they would do if they were me, 100% of the time, I've had the other person say, this is not good. I would get rid of me. And in which case, I don't terminate. I say, well, if we're both in agreement that maybe this isn't the right fit, am I assuming this is your notice? And that's just a nice way to kind of like let the person off the hook. You know, it allows them to kind of walk out with the upper hand, if you will. Like they were able to make the decision that they wanted to step down versus you saying, listen, you blew it and I'm letting you go. Letting go of someone and terminating someone is not fun and it's very, very expensive. I've also seen so many of the members in the Marketing Impact Academy, people that we coach, I've seen them get termination happy, meaning they've hired somebody who's great. They're just not great in some of the areas that they had hired them for, but they're great in other areas. In which case, I always say, if you find someone who fits your culture, who's got the right attitude, and who's really good at some other things, then restructure their job. Maybe you're offering them fewer hours. Maybe you're putting them in a different position. But if just finding people who've got the right attitude, fit your culture, and want to work really hard, that is so invaluable that sometimes it means like readjusting, changing the way that they're paid or changing their job title or finding something else for them to do that really helps and supports your business. Because it's really hard to find people who are the right fit and can do all the things that they said they could do during their interview. There's been some times when we've interviewed people, I'm like, this person is going to take our business and 10x it. And then they end up being phenomenal at answering the phones. And that's okay. Like, keep that person around. The same can sometimes be true of even consultants and agencies. There have been agencies we've worked with where it's like, oh, wow, we are paying them way too much, but I really like these people. However, they promised us X, Y, and Z, and they're only giving us Z. Therefore, let's renegotiate what this contract looks like and they can just provide us with Z because they're really good at Z and we'll go get a different agency for X and Y. So always take a look at what is salvageable because in the long run, it's not what you know that's going to grow your business. It's who you have on your team that's going to help you grow your team and grow your business. And one last really important tip, when in doubt, like you feel like this is going to be sticky and tricky and I feel like this person is going to be vindictive. They're going to cause a lot of problems. They could take clients with them. They could sue us. You know, they could just turn things upside down. Like one lawsuit could put a company out of business. In that case, it will behoove you to get legal advice. Now, you can do this through an organization like ADP if you use them for payroll. A lot of the payroll services also offer HR consulting, which is great. But when in doubt, like spend the money, even if it's just a 1 or 2 hour consultation with an attorney an attorney who specializes in labor law, just spending, you know, $400 could save you $40,000, $400,000, and a legal nightmare. So when it comes to sticky situations, I'm telling you, legal advice is worth its weight in gold. Hey, it's my goal to be brief, to be bright, to make it fun, and then be done. I hope I've made a topic that is not very fun a little bit more fun. Hopefully, I've made it a little bit easier on you. And I just really want to thank you for spending this time with me here on Build Your Tribe. Don't forget to double check and make sure that you're subscribed. And if you've got just a moment, we'd love for you to leave a 5-star review on whatever app you're listening to this on. All right, that's it. Bye.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.